Hi, you are listening to the All Things College podcast show with Dr. Lewis, and today I am here to discuss terminology and definitions that you need to know as a college student. I thought it would be helpful to start you off with some of the words you'll be hearing throughout your academic career, or whether you just want to take courses, but you want to be familiar in the terms that are being used, okay? So they can benefit you in your decision-making of which way to go and so forth, right? So let's go. Academic advisor. An academic advisor is like a mentor, right? They help you through the degree process, right? They help you with registration and make sure that you're taking the right courses in order. And they help you make those very challenging decisions, right? So whenever you decide that you want a particular major in school, that is when you are going to get an advisor, and your advisor might change due to staff priorities, due to whether you're getting an associate's versus a bachelor's versus a master's versus a PhD. So yes, that is an academic advisor. Okay. Next, let's talk about academic probation. What is that? That is a status that are given to college students who aren't really doing so well in their classes, right? So you're put on academic probation. It's kind of a warning to let you know, hey, you have to improve, or you may lose your funding for school, your scholarship, or you might be stripped from the team or even possibly thrown out of school. So be very careful, and usually you will get notified about academic probation. I'm going to give you case in point. When I was getting my PhD, I had an academic warning probation saying, hey, if you haven't responded to a course within a week, we haven't heard from you. So if not, we're going to close this down, right? And it was a part of their process of academic probation. Now, I wasn't going to get put out of school, but it was saying that I hadn't submitted any work. You were required to submit an amount of work within a certain time period. And if you don't, they can put you on their academic probation list. And then you get an email alert. They will mail you. Someone will call you. So take those very, very seriously, you guys. Next, you're going to hear about add and drop period. That is when you take a class, there's a certain time that you can add classes versus drop a class. Look out for those windows when you get your syllabus. It usually states it. It usually, schools usually allow you to see how you like a class for a couple weeks to see if you know there's a right chemistry, it was what you thought, and if it wasn't, and you drop within a certain period, you get all your money back. But the later you wait, the more you're in danger of not being able to drop, or the more you're in danger of only being able to get a specific amount of money back. Okay? Next, application, right? You want to talk about, okay, well, what exactly is an application? This is necessary to apply for college. You have to go ahead and complete an application and submit it to admissions office, right? The application would include you to write a statement about why you want to go to the college. You probably also, they're going to look at your test scores, your grades. You're going to have letters of recommendation from people. So this is common. You're going to hear the word application. And you'll hear application in terms of funding. You'll hear that word a lot. As far as, hey, it's time for you to put an application, a FAFSA application, FAFSA is financial aid. You need to go do that right now before the deadline hits. Okay. So you will hear that application word. Associate's degree. And if you notice, you guys, I'm giving you terminology by different alphabetic order, just so you can have the information. Associate's degree, that's the degree that you can earn in 2 to 3 years. It typically comes from a community college. Now you can get it online. The credits from this degree usually transfer over into your undergrad, your bachelor's degree. And so there's a direct kind of situation where there's community colleges work for along with actually universities to ensure that students don't lose any credit, so that when you transfer, if you decide to transfer and that you want to pursue a bachelor's degree, and when you transfer from that associate's degree to the bachelor's degree, you want to make sure that those credits are all received, right? So you want to find schools who have partnerships with your community college, so that when you transfer, they won't make you take a whole bunch of classes over, but they will accept your classes that you're taking, right, from your community college. I got an associate's degree. It was a great experience. Some of the best education I've ever learned, you guys. It was awesome. It allowed me to use that time to really dive into what it is I wanted to learn. In fact, my associate's degree is in business administration. It sounds really great, business administration, but taking those statistics and all the accounting I had to take, it allowed me to know that after finishing that degree, I did not want to go further, excuse me, in a business degree. I just wanted to carry on and move on. It was a great learning experience. Those marketing classes, those human resources classes, those classes were really good and gave me great foundation for understanding business, whether it was local or international. Next, auditing. You will hear this term, right? It's a way for you as a student to take a course that maybe you've been looking at for a while and like, I wonder how that course is. You can take it up without earning a credit or having a grade really affect your grade point average. It allows you to sit in the class for a period of time to see how it is, but you don't get a credit for it. I say, and this is just my academic opinion, I think it's something that you may really deeply want to reconsider. I would say just go ahead and take the class. Why waste time sitting in a class that you're not getting a credit for, especially if you want to be on the track of getting a degree? Why waste time sitting in a class when you could be sitting in that same class earning a credit and seeing how the course is, right? Because you still have to pay for it. So I just wanted to put that out there. Next, it is the bachelor's degree. Yay! The bachelor's degree. I got a bachelor of science. It's so much at that time. That's going to be your longest, one of your longest degrees, because the bachelor's degree is going to help you determine what it is you want to study, how you want to study it. That sets things in motion for your classes and everything. It's usually a 4-year degree that you can take online or in person. It is wonderful. It is great. The experience is wonderful. I did an earlier podcast about the associate's degree experience and the bachelor's degree experience, the master's degree experience, and the PhD experience, and I will dive into those more. But the bachelor's degree, they have multitudes of programs that you can select. In fact, I did a interdisciplinary study program, and this was great. Because I'm interested in so many things, it allowed me to study 3 fields. I study at the same time, right? So I have a bachelor in all 3 fields, corporate communication, government, public policy, and criminal justice. And it was so great because it equipped you and strengthened that experience. And especially you guys, if you're trying to write a resume, wow, what powerhouse tool to use. Interdisciplinary studies is sometimes called general studies. And you might want to look into that to see how it's beneficial. It's really blessed my life. It's given me that foundation and background of all. Some people say, oh, that's a lot of work, but it's so worth it. don't take shortcuts. Just do the work, right? Continue to do the best you can. But this is Dr. Lewis signing off. I will be giving you more terminology about what things mean and coming to you live, okay? Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.